From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
74 degrees in Lawrence, 78 Manhattan. The time is 4:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 89.7 FM in Emporia, and at many other locations all around the state. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can use our app to stream as well. We have versions for iOS and Android.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up on 4:30, at which point we will get you an update of news headlines. At approximately 4:36, the Federal Reserve held its benchmark interest rate steady today. Central Bank is wrestling with a lot. There's a lot going on, dealing with a weak job market, stubborn inflation, nobody wants to say the S word, stagflation. If you didn't live through the 70s, you can look it up. You don't want that. That story coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Only down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, highs in the mid-80s on Friday. Lows only getting down to the lower 50s on Friday night. Back into the mid-80s for Saturday, a little bit cooler on Sunday. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan, 74 in Atchison, 73 in Chanute. It is 4:20.
Second efforts, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. It's a great way to start your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will have the local information you're looking for here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Up next, we have news headlines, less than 35 seconds from right now. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence and 77 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Force and making it harder for states to qualify for federal disaster aid. Michael Copley, NPR News.
Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street today. The Dow down 1.5%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says he understands concerns about a voting bill that critics say would make it harder for some women to vote. The Save America Act would require people to provide proof of U.S. citizenship, like a passport or a combination of a birth certificate and an ID, to register to vote. Currently, Kansans can register using their state ID without other identifying documents. Critics of the requirements say name changes after marriage or divorce could cause women's documents to have different last names that could delay or prevent them from registering to vote if officials can't verify their identity. Marshall supports the bill, but he says he will consider amendments.
And I agree that that's a hassle factor, and I think that's something I'm willing to have a discussion about.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate have promised to block the bill. The Chiefs' move to Kansas will come with a governing body to oversee the new stadium and a practice center. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains a change to the bill gives local governments a seat at the table.
The plan for an oversight board regulating the new Chiefs' stadium in Kansas City, Kansas, and team facilities in Olathe had one problem. Neither city had a seat on the board. That changed with an amendment to give both communities a voting seat on the Kansas Sports Authority Board. Wyandotte County Republican Representative Tim Johnson said the two cities deserve to vote.
They're making all of the changes. They're supporting their communities. They need to be voting members.
The Kansas Sports Authority faced opposition from some Republicans who called the state-owned stadium a bad deal and from Democrats who called the tax revenue diverted to help pay for the project a handout for billionaires. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A pest that attacks wheat crops has been found to be active in Kansas. Kansas State University agronomists say brown wheat mites have been detected in the western part of the state. The mites can damage wheat as well as a wheat-rye hybrid called triticale. Farmers are advised to monitor the stems and leaf tips of their crops for mite damage. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. It is 78 in Manhattan. It's 4:35.
Support. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
KPR's next virtual cinema a-go-go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Coming up on KPR, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard testified on Capitol Hill today. She was asked whether Iran posed an imminent threat to the U.S. before the war.
It is not the intelligence community's responsibility to determine what is and is not an imminent threat.
Okay, that's news to me. Gabbard said that determination is for President Trump alone to make. Tell you more surprising testimony from today's Senate hearing coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Who donate to this NPR station.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. We're on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with an update of news headlines. It's 5 o'clock.
And the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Topeka. It's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:30. Then at 6:15, a dispute over a Salina hamburger stand's mural could go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The main issue is when a city tries to distinguish a sign from a mural or art, then they have to look at the content of the message, and that's trouble.
A Kansas mural poses a thorny question, which we will hear about. Is it art or is it advertising? We're not going to, you know, straighten it out in a four-minute story, but maybe give you a little something to think about as we head into the evening hours here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Virtual Cinema A Go-Go returns on Friday night. This is a virtual event. We do it online. This time around, we're going to be screening The Mummy's Hand. You know, a mummy bent on strangling the entire cast, as mummies do. Also from 1962, The Hand of Death. Participation is free, but you do need to register. You can do that right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Join us Friday night at 7 o'clock. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
President Trump's choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security would like the agency to get a little less attention.
My goal in 6 months is that we're not in the lead story every single day.
How might Mark Wayne Mullen lead immigration efforts? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the name of the show. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spiderartconstructors.com.
Up next, news headlines. Lows in the upper 40s tonight, sunshine tomorrow, and even warmer. Highs in the upper 70s down to the upper 40s tomorrow night and into the mid-80s for Friday and Saturday. It's 5:30.
To shore up the weakening labor market, which it typically does by lowering rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the oil shock will boost U.S. inflation in the short term, but that it's too soon to know the wider impact on the overall economy. Maria Aspen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says he understands concerns about a voting bill that critics say would make it harder for some women to vote. The Save America Act would require people to provide proof of U.S. citizenship, like a passport or a combination of a birth certificate and an ID to register to vote. Currently, Kansans can register using their state ID without other identifying documents. Critics of the requirements say name changes after marriage or divorce could cause women's documents to have different last names, and that could delay or prevent them from registering to vote if officials cannot verify their identity. Marshall supports the bill, but he says he would consider amendments.
And I agree that that's a hassle factor, and I think that's something I'm willing to have a discussion about.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate have promised to block the bill. The Kansas City Chiefs' move across the state line to Kansas will come with a governing body to oversee the new stadium and a practice center. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains a change to the bill gives local governments a seat at the table.
The plan for an oversight board regulating the new Chiefs' stadium in Kansas City, Kansas, and team facilities in Olathe had one problem. Neither city had a seat on the board. That changed with an amendment to give both communities a voting seat on the Kansas Sports Authority Board. Wyandotte County Republican Representative Tim Johnson said the two cities deserve to vote.
They're making all of the changes. They're supporting their communities. They need to be voting members.
The Kansas Sports Authority faced opposition from some Republicans who called the state-owned stadium a bad deal and from Democrats who called the tax revenue diverted to help pay for the project a handout for billionaires. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
And the Kansas State Fair has been awarded a $99,000 grant to renew and preserve Ye Olde Mill, one of the fair's most iconic attractions. The Kansas Department of Commerce presented the grant today on the fairgrounds. The Ye Olde Mill ride in Kansas was originally built in 1915. Today, it's one of only three remaining old mill-style attractions in the U.S. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes
long road to accountability for atrocity crimes committed in Syria decades ago. For NPR News, this is Deborah Amos.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. A mural depicting hamburger-like UFOs in Salina is at the center of a dispute that could end up going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's the issue. Is the mural a work of art protected by the First Amendment, or is it an advertisement which would be subject to the city's sign code? As KPR's Matthew Algio reports, the outcome of this case could affect cities and towns all across the nation.
So far, the city of Salina has spent more than
If you'd like to hear this story again or share it with a friend, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up at 6:01, we will have an update of news headlines. Then we'll have an overview of Mark Wayne Mullen's confirmation hearing today. We will also be talking about the rise of drone warfare and how drone technology is changing warfare. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, where former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host Liberty in a Pluralistic Society. March 25th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly clear as we get past midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Even warmer temperatures coming Friday and Saturday with highs all the way up in the mid-80s.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists. Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 76 degrees in Topeka, 80 in Manhattan. The time is 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR station. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines come your way in approximately 1 minute at 6 o'clock.
and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan. It is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies all around the state, thanks to listeners just like you. Listener support also gives us the means to stream at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to every single one of you who is a member, a supporting member of KPR. If you are not one, thanks for listening. We'd love to have you as a member. You can become one very easily at that selfsame website, kansaspublicradio.org. Just click on the word support, and thank you for your financial support of public media in Northeast Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:30. Then we're going to talk more about the Federal Reserve. They held their benchmark interest rate steady today. The central bank is wrestling with the uncertainty of a weak job market and stubborn inflation. We will also talk about rare earths and how Japan wants to acquire some coming up on KPR. Stick around.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Lows tonight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low once again in the upper 40s. It's 6:20.
Nation efforts. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio. They will get you caught up on all the latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Abilene, 75 in Atchison. It is 6:30.
Latin American countries to do more to crack down on cartels and organized crime. For NPR News, I'm Katie Silver in Mexico City.
Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street today. The Dow down 1.5%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says he understands concerns about a voting bill that critics say would make it harder for some women to vote. The Save America Act would require people to provide proof of U.S. citizenship, like a passport or a combination of a birth certificate and an ID, to register to vote. Currently, Kansans can register using their state ID without other identifying documents. Critics of the requirements say name changes after marriage or divorce could cause women's documents to have different last names. That could delay or prevent them from registering to vote if officials cannot verify their identity. Marshall supports the bill, but he says he will consider amendments.
And I agree that that's a hassle factor, and I think that's something I'm willing to have a discussion about.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate have promised to block the bill. The Kansas City Chiefs move across the state line will come with a governing body to oversee the new stadium and a practice center. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains a change to the bill gives local governments a seat at the table.
The plan for an oversight board regulating the new Chiefs stadium in Kansas City, Kansas, and team facilities in Olathe had one problem. Neither city had a seat on the board. That changed with an amendment to give both communities a voting seat on the Kansas Sports Authority Board. Wyandotte County Republican Representative Tim Johnson said the two cities deserved a vote.
They're making all of the changes. They're supporting their communities. They need to be voting members.
The Kansas Sports Authority faced opposition from some Republicans who called the state-owned stadium a bad deal and from Democrats who called the tax revenue diverted to help pay for the project a handout for billionaires. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas State Fair has been awarded a $99,000 grant to renew and preserve Ye Olde Mill, one of the state fair's most iconic attractions. The Kansas Department of Commerce presented the grant today on the fairgrounds. The Ye Olde Mill ride in Kansas was originally built in 1915. Today it is one of only three remaining old mill-style attractions in the U.S. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Support.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
KPR's next virtual cinema a-go-go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies all around the state. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this evening. We still have another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, we have news headlines coming your way at 7:01, followed by Stardate, followed in turn by classical music. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly clear after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, a lot like today, maybe a little bit warmer. Sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night. We'll get into the 80s on Friday.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nature, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program schedule available at kansascitypbs.org.
It's 10 minutes before 7.
Tomorrow on the show, we will look at the peculiar bathing habits of some birds. Now, if you're imagining a bath or a shower, think again. For chickens, a bath can involve mud and sand.
The chickens start, like, digging themselves into the mud and start, like, wiggling their wings and then put the sand on them.
I mean, basically what the birds are doing is sandblasting themselves.
Sandblasting. I think I need to try this. We will get you the details along with a few other science stories on tomorrow's shortwave news roundup here at All Things Considered. Thanks for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com, not available in California or from mall agents. From Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. From the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia,
for 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at FollyTheater.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines, then Stardate, then classical music with Steve Seal as your host. It's all followed at 9 o'clock by Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
KPR's virtual cinema A Go-Go returns Friday night, along with a double feature that will make you question your life choices. Among the films this time is Hand of Death, which is, you know, always swell. It's all free, but you need access credentials, and you can get them right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Persian Gulf allies of the U.S. are warning of escalating repercussions after Israel's attack on Iran's South Pars gas field. Qatar says it shares the underwater field, and the attack is a threat to both the environment and to global energy security. Energy prices are skyrocketing around the world. The U.S. is facing the steepest gasoline prices in 2.5 years at $3.84 a gallon. President Trump is temporarily lifting the Jones Act as his administration attempts to lower gas prices. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the law limits domestic shipping routes to just U.S. vessels.
Trump announced a 60-day pause on the Jones Act. That means domestic shipping routes can now be utilized by ships built and operated outside the U.S. The decision comes as gas prices have shot up in the aftermath of the U.S. and Israel's war on Iran. High prices remain a top-of-mind concern for voters in the midterm elections later this year, which are expected to be close in determining control of Congress. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, the White House.
In the skies across the Middle East, cheap drones are shaping the warfare of the 21st century. As NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports.
Unmanned drones mean military superpowers like the U.S. no longer automatically control the skies. But it's also about money. Iran has fired more than 1,000 one-way attack drones since the war began. U.S. defense systems stationed throughout the region have taken out a majority of them. A typical Iranian Shahed attack drone is relatively cheap, tens of thousands of dollars. The U.S. missiles that intercept them cost millions, something Kelly Grieco, a senior fellow at the Stimson Center, points out is unsustainable.
That type of cost exchange favors the Iranians over the long term.
And the U.S. may run out of interceptors before Iran runs out of drones, something U.S. officials who were not authorized to speak publicly have told NPR they're concerned about as the war drags on. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen faced tough questions at his confirmation hearing to lead the Department of Homeland Security. He's been tapped to replace Kristi Noem as head of the department that's come under fire for its tactics, including the deaths of two protesters in Minneapolis. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports.
He was asked about his initial response to the deadly shooting of 37-year-old Alex Preddy. He was a U.S. citizen killed by Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis. Mullen at the time called him, quote, deranged.
Those words probably should have been retracted. I shouldn't have said that, and as Secretary, I wouldn't. The investigation is ongoing.
And like I said, they're sometimes going to make a mistake, and I own it.
Noam also faced pushback about how she characterized Preddy, and she was slower to admit mistakes like that. It'll be up to Mullen to prove that he would be able to strike a new tone when leading the agency.
NPR's Jimena Bastillo, Wall Street. The Dow fell 768 points, the Nasdaq off 327. This is NPR.
Stardate March 18th. The heart of the galaxy, Messier 87, is a cosmic maelstrom, a disk of superheated gas that's hundreds of times the size of our solar system encircles a monster black hole. Gas at the inner edge of the disk spirals into the black hole, producing huge amounts of X-rays. Enormous magnetic fields channel some of the gas into powerful jets. It's not a place you'd ever want to visit, but it's a fascinating region to study from far away. M87 is a giant elliptical galaxy. It looks like a fat, fuzzy rugby ball. It's bigger than our home galaxy, the Milky Way. It has many more stars and could be up to 200 times as massive as the Milky Way. The black hole at its heart is impressive too. It's roughly 1,400 times the mass of the black hole at the center of the Milky Way. It's pulling in gas, dust, and other debris. That material forms a disk that's hundreds of times wider than the orbit of Neptune, the Sun's most distant planet. A recent study found that material in the disk is falling into the black hole at a quarter of the speed of light, and the black hole itself is rotating at 80% of light speed or faster. That rotation generates a powerful magnetic field. The field catches some of the infalling material and shoots it back into space. That creates a jet of charged particles that's thousands of light years long. A beam of deadly radiation from the heart of Messier 87. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Yeah, it's classical music on a Wednesday. I'm Steve Seal, and here sitting in for Jake Armerding tonight. And my pleasure to be enjoying the music with you. Respighi's Pines of Rome, always glorious, extroverted music. That's a little more than 10 minutes away. Chopin's Etude in A-flat from Opus 25, subtitled The Aeolian Harp. What is that? Well, an Aeolian harp, I guess, technically is an instrument that is, in one way or another, played by the wind. Not wind chimes, but a stringed instrument that is played by the wind. I've never seen one myself. I'd be fascinated someday. I love the sort of meeting of kinetic sculpture and sound. Nevertheless, this is a piece not meant to imitate it, but evoke that general idea. Aeolian Harp, the Etude in A-flat by Chopin, played here by Maurizio Pollini. The Etude No. 1 in A-flat, subtitled Aeolian Harp by Chopin, played there by Maurizio Pollini. This is Franz Schubert's Overture in the Italian Style. Now, what does that mean in this specific case exactly? Well, at the time that Schubert wrote this piece, Rossini was quite ascendant in his popularity. Rossini operas were all the rage. And so Rossini's overtures to his operas would often get heard outside of the context of the opera, often in the concert hall, as they still are today. And here's Schubert basically trying to write a Rossini overture, maybe cash in on a little bit of that popularity, the Overture in the Italian Style.